Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was actually in 1943, so we could call this one a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game, win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number two. That means we welcome in Ross Tucker. Remember, Ross, last week we asked the question, when was the last 0-0 tie? There's your answer, 1943.
Wow.
And just to let people know, I did not attend that game. I was not there for that, Ross.
Oh, man. Jim, I got to be honest with you. I am still bummed about that Iowa game. I don't know about you. I was in a hotel room in Reno, Nevada, before my game that night, New Mexico State and Nevada, and I watched the whole thing, obviously, every snap, and just my biggest takeaways, very disappointing, huge missed opportunity, and of course, I think for most people, Jim, it's the way in which it happened, right? It's the fact that I think most people, I'm assuming you agree, believe that if Sean Clifford doesn't get hurt, the Penn State wins that game. And maybe, I don't want to say going away, but maybe comfortably.
Yes, at the point when he left the game, it's 14-3. I'm thinking, this is a three-touchdown game. Penn State just seemed like the better team. Offense found a way to get down the field and score. Penn State's defense looked like they had Iowa's offense under complete control. But we know what happened then, Ross. We had Clifford go out with the injury, and poor Taquan Roberson put in such a tough situation. But the first question is this just a kid who's not at this level, not at this caliber of quarterback, or do you blame the Penn State coaches for just not having them ready to come in and play in this kind of situation?
Yeah, I'm glad you framed it that way, Jim, because there's a few thoughts, right? There's no question that was a tough situation to be inserted into for Taquan Roberson, right? On the road at Iowa, the number three team in the country. I mean, that is less than ideal for your first opportunity. However, this is football. This is the sport. And I know Clifford didn't get hurt running, but he runs enough and takes enough hits that you have to understand that this is a realistic possibility. And to be fair to Penn State, they had Will Levis, right? I mean, they had a backup quarterback that was very competent in these situations. But this is the way college football is now. There is the transfer portal. Levis had a better opportunity starting in the SEC, and so he should go, and that was a good opportunity for him. And all of the things that we talk about all offseason, and so many of our listeners are listening year-round, and some of the things that James Franklin preached, they all came together, Jim. Number one, recruiting. Recruiting, recruiting, recruiting. You've got to make sure that your second quarterback, your third quarterback, whoever they may be, that they are good players and good enough to win with. Then there's development. I mean, and by the way, all these things matter across the board at every position, but especially at quarterback. So there's three things, I guess. Recruiting, number one, you know, who are the kids on your roster at that position? Number two is development. You know, making sure you develop these guys so that you develop depth. I mean, we talk about depth all the time. Depth is the difference maker in college football. Depth. And recruiting is what leads to depth. And then development. You know, when you have them, you need to be developing them constantly so that they get better and better. And then preparation. You need to make sure they're prepared should they be called upon. And Jim, I want to make it clear here. I'm not, you know me, I'm a former player. I'm not trying to take shots at Roberson because honestly, it's not all his fault. However, it's his third year there. I mean, the top NFL prospects, at least coming into the year, like Sam Howell and Spencer Rattler, these guys, this is their third year in college. I watched earlier on Saturday when Oklahoma's backup quarterback, Caleb Williams, who's a true freshman, came into the Red River Rivalry and led Oklahoma to the victory when they were behind. All Roberson, or whoever Penn State put in there at backup quarterback, had to do was just be competent. And he did have the one drive, credit to him, where they moved the ball. He made a nice throw or two. He ran the ball a couple times, and they got a field goal. And frankly, when they got that field goal, Jim, to go from 17-10 to 20-10, I thought that was huge. I thought that was significant. And I'll get into that in a second, what it means for the defense. But there were snap issues. There were penalties. The noise was a factor. You know, Drew Scruggs, you know, that whole thing was almost embarrassing and certainly unacceptable. I mean, how many drives did they have, Jim, where they would have been better off just taking a knee on three straight plays and punting it away? I'm not kidding. Somebody, one of our listeners can go back and look, but there's at least two, maybe three or four drives where they would have been better served to take three straight knees to run time off the clock and then punt it away. Because instead, they went backwards. They were going backwards and not running clock. So there's really no excuse. This is what separates, as James Franklin said one time, the great teams from the elite teams, is depth and being able to win in situations like this when you have a two-score lead and your backup and your starting quarterback gets hurt. So very, very, very disappointing that Penn State was not in a better spot once Clifford got hurt.
It was interesting you brought up Caleb Williams because he's from D.C., a traditional Penn State recruiting area, and Penn State did go after him hard. My question, though, Ross, is should the Penn State coaching staff have recognized during the offseason, we lost Will Levis, Taquan Roberson is not ready to get onto the field, no matter what, we have to bring a transfer in here?
Well, this upcoming offseason?
No, last season. When they knew coming in, they were so relying on Sean Clifford, they lost Will Levis pretty early. Should they have just said to himself, come hell or high water, we got to bring in somebody else?
No, because that person has to be better than what they already have. I'm pretty confident that they like having four scholarship quarterbacks at all times. And it sounded like, Jim, they tried hard this offseason to see what else was out there. But who are you going to get? I mean, you're not coming here to be a starter. You're coming here to compete to be a backup. It's not a big spectrum of kids that are like, you know what, I want to go to Penn State to be a backup. Who's going to the transfer portal to want to be a backup? There's just not very many like that. It doesn't really matter. Roberson's a four-star. Vayu, I know, is only a true freshman, but still. Micah Bowens, I guess, leaving hurt. Michael Johnson left, leaving hurt. This is why they've got two quarterbacks coming in this class, in Alar and Prabula. That said, it's not just Clifford getting hurt. You know, Curtis Jacobs was impressive. Lucado was impressive. Ellis Brooks was impressive. Jaquan Brisker is an incredible player for Penn State. But there were other things that we need to talk about. I mean, Brenton Strange had multiple third down drops. Now, one of the throws from Overson wasn't great, but when you're struggling and you have your backup quarterback in there, they got to help you out. You got to make that play for him. I thought the pass pro generally was pretty good from the offensive line, but the running game remains an issue. I don't think they have a special running back on the roster. You know, the offensive line run blocking isn't great, but I don't think they have a special running back, and I would not be surprised if Nick Singleton is in the mix next year as a true freshman, because I do think he's a special player. And then I got to say it, Jim, and I said this, you know, we do these 30-second updates during the week on all of our various radio stations. Penn State's defense is very good. Penn State's defense played well. A dominant defense doesn't give up a two-score lead. A dominant defense closes the door when it's 20-10. Now, obviously, the offense didn't help them very much, and they probably should have just taken a knee and not gone backwards. But still, a dominant defense wins that game. When Penn State in the second half, what was it, third quarter, late third quarter, when they kicked that field goal to go up 20-10, that defense does not give up a two-score lead. So it's very unfortunate because their schedule's going to get very tough with Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, and that was a game that they really had a golden opportunity to win and stay in the top five. And who knows what the deal is with Mustafa and Clifford's injuries, but they really could have been in a position where, you know, maybe those guys are only out a couple weeks and they get them back after Illinois and they might have them for the rest of the season. Who knows?
There is no doubt with that schedule coming up, it's critical to get Sean Clifford back. And if they don't, they are not well prepared to face what right now, I guess it's three top 10 or top 11 teams in the country with Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State still on their schedule. All right, Ross, that is it for quarter number two. Next segment, we're going to take your questions in Ask Ross.
Another week of the NFL season means another shot for new customers to win big at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.